Right, I'm going to do my review of life in Thailand, covering January 11th to the 20th. Right, let's start off with the highlights. Fantastic game between Liverpool and Manchester City in the Premier League, and finally Manchester City's unbeaten run came to an end as Liverpool won the game 4-3. It was a classic, and I loved every minute of it. I haven't seen Liverpool play like this since their barnstorming decade, when they won literally everything. Next, the Golden Globes. I have a few problems with the Globes these days, in fact all award shows, but I did get a chance to watch the winning drama movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, starring Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, and the other guy, which name escapes me. But it was a very, very good movie about revenge, emotional revenge, after McDonald's daughter had been raped and killed, and it was her way of fighting back against the inept police department. And she's a tremendous actress, and I'm sure she's a shoo-in for the Oscar later on in the year. Not much else really to write home about, but I haven't got round to watching many of the movies yet. But I'm glad I've seen that one. The Australian Tennis Open is underway. And by the time we got to the 20th, which was basically Friday, all the main protagonists were still in, apart from Wawrinka, who has got a dodgy knee and he couldn't cope with more than two rounds. So Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic are looking strong. The heat is causing a problem. It was clocking up to over 35, and Djokovic managed to handle it quite well, although when he beat Monfils had some problems. A quick mention of Kyle Edmund, who went through a couple of tough five setters. He's still going, and is standing in the footsteps of Murray very, very well. Right, now, what have we got next? Benji had his yearly injection for distemper, rabies, and parvo, and it didn't affect him at all. I managed to get my Instagram account up and running. But I also made a complete hash of contacting a woman whose name was similar to Susie, and then managed to see this person in the hospital and another woman who looked just like my sister, and contacted my sister to say I was concerned about Susie being ill, and it wasn't Susie at all. So the alarm bells rang, but thankfully I was able to nip that in the bud very quickly. I'm having a huge problem with the HSBC bank in England over validating my identity and my home address. They don't seem to want to accept my bank account letter from the Bangkok bank, and they are unwilling to accept a copy of my passport as evidence that I am me. I have now made an official complaint and I'm waiting to hear about it. Toxic people. Well, this is something that I've been talking about quite a lot on social media, but it's negativity, and it's really something that I've been trying to get my teenagers to think about, to try and get them believing in themselves and not be affected by adults particularly, or other friends who constantly tell them that they can't do this and they can't do that. Toxic people, if at all possible, should be removed from your life, period. Okay, now, the other thing about social media that's getting up my nose is this expectation that seems to be coming that you should do everything for free. I've had a couple of battles with people who seem to think it's perfectly okay to demand that I give of my time so they can indulge in improving their conversation skills just for the love of it. So I think it's going to be a long battle before I start making any money from that. What else? Some problems here with my friendship stroke housekeeping stroke whatever type of relationship. An outside visit to a restaurant with someone who shall remain nameless caused a emotional battering here, and I'm still recovering from it. I can't actually get to grips with the fact that on Thai TV they seem to spend daily long periods on a show which is called Travel and Food. So we get taken to all these locations where food in different sort of styles is being offered, and this apparently is entertainment. I'm all for the occasional cooking show, but not every day and not for 2 or 3 hours. I'm amazed at how much trivia here passes as interesting entertainment. Finally, I watched a very good TV drama from England called Bancroft, about a cop, a female cop, who's rising up the career ladder, and while she was doing that, has been covering up her own crimes. That has certainly been one of the highlights. Okay, that's about it then. I'm up to the 20th of this month, and I'm still learning to get this podcast going. So I hope you enjoyed it.